You're listening to Grant Edwards, 88.1 FM, The Wireless, The World at 5.
Would you call yourself a socialist?
No.
You've never told a lie in politics?
No.
See, somebody sent me a video actually last Friday, and it had you talking at the socialist meeting.
Oh, right. Yes.
And you mentioned the word comrade about four times in a minute. What was that about?
It was a rally, and I would have been about 25 years old.
Comrade.
It was in 2009.
Oh, well, I can't remember which country it was in.
Has it changed since those days?
No, not particularly. No.
If you are caught in a lie or caught intentionally misleading the New Zealand public, how would you expect to be held to account?
Well, I actually believe that it is possible to exist in politics without lying.
We drum in that messaging around the dangers of COVID pretty diligently for a full two-week period of sustained propaganda.
Grant, you're on. You're on now.
All right. Sorry about that. Yep, I'm just making myself a nice little hot drink. Okay, good morning everybody. 2 minutes past, I think. Yes, 2 minutes past five. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to the program. What have we got lined up for you this morning?
Well, we've actually got a little bit of news. It's not terribly good. I'm looking forward to Anzac Day morning. I'm going to go to the Dawn Parade.
Are you?
Yeah, I thought I would. You know, those blokes suffered a lot for us. They all did, really, didn't they? Going to war. I don't think women should be allowed to vote.
Why not, Digger?
Well, because they shouldn't be allowed to vote because they can't be conscripted into the army.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. What do you mean, not conscripted? There's lots of women in the army.
Yeah, but they can't be conscripted to go and fight on the front lines, you know, lose their life.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, so they could. And I don't think we should have women people and females and Parliament as well, because they can't be conscripted. And they could send us young men off, or not us, but they could send young men off to die on battlefields. And, you know, women are pretty good at starting wars. We know that, don't we? Personal experience.
Is that why you never got married?
Oh, yeah, no, I could see the problem. I could see all your issues. Gosh, you've had a few, haven't you?
Well, I have, actually. Yes, I like women.
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't like them. They're creatures. And I stay well away from marriage. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. Get the blue willies.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk about that more often. That's very interesting. We're starting to find out a little bit about you, Digger.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm quite happy with my own self. I'm actually probably a bit selfish, actually, to be in a relationship with a female.
Yeah. I know she called them females, not women.
I'll call them women as well. But, you know, they are females, aren't they?
Oh, I suppose they are. So we've got news coming up.
Yes, I've got some news for you. I haven't given you time to read it, so you'll just have to read it at sight. So you'll be good. You're good at that, aren't you?
No, I'm not really. But we'll have a look. Have we got anything else? What else? What are the main stories this morning?
Well, there's the three strikes things. Three strikes cops. They cop a beating from the opposition. You know, that's the government. And we'll hear from Chris Hipkins a bit later on as well. We've got the real cost of balls, you know, sending your kids off to balls. And it all seems to be sort of, copying, you know, Americanized, you know, copying the TV and movies and social media and that sort of thing. And then we've got the supermarkets. They're going to be putting in scanners. The cameras around the neck, and they activate them as soon as, you know, there's a bit of trouble. But they're not allowed to use that footage. They're not allowed to give it away, you know, put it out anywhere, put it on social media or something like that. That's against the law. They can only give it to police when police ask for it.
I see. Anything else?
It was a terrible story. A lady, she was totally shattered after her son was beaten to death by a mob in Flaxmere, 2022. She talks about that. And next month, you got the doctors in the hospitals. They're going on strike, about 2,500 of them. They've been offered a 25% pay increase. Can you believe that? 25% pay increase, and they're still not happy. But apparently, some of them, specialist ones, the psychiatrists, which I think are bonkers anyway, they're only getting 12%, so that's what they're striking for that.
Oh, I see.
But anyway, I've got the 4 a.m. news bulletin from Radio New Zealand. Are we allowed to play it?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm going to play it.
RNZ News at 4. Atamarie, I'm Peter McElwain. A victim's rights advocate is praising the reintroduction of three strikes. The three-stage system of increasing consequences for repeat serious violent offenders was repealed by the previous Labor government, but the Coalition has announced it'll be restored. Norm Withers successfully petitioned for stronger penalties after his mother was beaten by a recidivist offender in 1997. While he's in favour of rehabilitation, he says three strikes will protect the public from the worst offenders who can't be rehabilitated. Norm Withers says the previous government was wrong to say three strikes didn't work, as it hadn't been in place for long enough. Residents of a small Selwyn community say they will keep fighting to save their homes after being told they must vacate them by 2039. The district council last month voted to confirm the eviction of the entire Upper Selwyn Hut settlement on the shores of Lake Ellesmere due to the impact of climate change. A public meeting is being held tonight for residents to give their feedback. Curralee Fee says the time frame is too tight, and at the meeting, locals will be urging the council to reconsider its decision. Ideally, they would like 30 years before they have to leave. A three-bedroom, two-bathroom home in South Auckland has achieved the highest possible rating with independent green certifier Homestar. The house was built in response to research showing the construction and running of an average new home emits 5 to 7 times as much carbon dioxide as it can afford to if the world is to meet its goal of staying inside 1.5 to 2 degrees Celsius of global heating. The pilot design by Fletcher Residential and Development will emit 7 times less carbon over its lifespan than the average new home.
Sucking up
to the
greenies.
The design is expected to cost around 5 to 10% more than a standard build, but work out cheaper over its lifetime because of lower power bills.
Oh, shit.
The US journalist Terry Anderson, who was held by kidnappers for nearly 7 years during Lebanon Civil War, has died at his home in New York. He was 76. He was abducted in Beirut in 1985 while working as the chief Middle East correspondent for the Associated Press news agency. The BBC's Grant Ferret reports.
Terry Anderson was dropping off a friend after a tennis match when he was bundled into a car by gunmen. He spent the next 6 years and 9 months as a hostage. For much of the time, he was kept in solitary confinement, chained and blindfolded. Anderson said his Roman Catholic faith and sheer stubbornness helped to keep him alive. He was held longer than any of the other Western hostages, including Terry Waite and Brian Keenan, who were seized by various Islamist groups in Lebanon.
To sport, the Black Ferns have announced 5 new players in their contract list for the upcoming season. 4 players have also returned to the national side after missing last year due to injury, childbirth and non-selection. The newcomers are Atlanta Lolohea, Hannah King, Kalia Awa, Mama Vaipulu and Maya Joseph. 1 full-time contract is still up for grabs. The Black Ferns open their season against the USA in Hamilton on May 11th. And Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta said a win at the weekend has given the side a boost, but facing Chelsea on Tuesday will be a challenge for the Premier League leaders. Arsenal beat Wolverhampton Wanderers on Saturday, returning to winning ways after losing to Aston Villa the previous weekend and being knocked out of the Champions League with a loss at Bayern Munich. That's the news.
That's the news. Hey, what do you think of the name of that Grant Ferret? That's a good name for a journalist, isn't it?
It is a good name, actually. 10 minutes past 11, we'll have New Zealand news in just a moment. We'll have some news that he hasn't done. I'll look for some that he hasn't done. You have a look too, all right, Digger?
Okay, mate.
It sounds pretty good.
It sounds real, dude.
Not bad, huh?
This is today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
88.1 FM, The Wireless, New Zealand's news.
Find any.
Oh, we've got some here. Otago Daily Times. Now we've got the ministers. The curbs have been sought to the ministers' powers. They want to curb it. That's what they want to do. The two government watchdogs are recommending changes to the new fast track approval bill, so conflicts of interest can be managed and the natural environment can be better protected. Oh, yeah. So they're going to give the judges. The judges are still going to have discretionary power, aren't they? Oh, no, hang on. That's about the three strikes, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, you've got a giant pothole. 100-kilometre road. That's 100 kilometres per hour road. Still got a giant pothole that hasn't been repaired. It's a sealed road in Canterbury. It's still not been repaired for the last 2 weeks, about 14 days after it was notified to the district council. Good grief. And dozens of customs jobs are cut. 79 New Zealand customs jobs are proposed to go at airports and across the country. I don't think that's a good thing. Boy, we need a good line of defence. I think there's a few people up in arms against that. Three strikes policy, we heard that in the news. The coalition plans to reintroduce the three strikes sentencing law later this year, but it will slightly be different. Yes, a bit different. I think it's got to be 2 years, at least, you know, like an offence that's with a two-year prison sentence. And if you're up to your second or third murder, second or third crime, I think that's what they mean, then you're definitely, you're off to prison. There you are. Junior doctors, did we hear about that in the news? I don't think we did. You told me about that, didn't you, Digger?
Yeah, 24 hours next month, going to strike.
Junior doctors, that's right, they're set to walk off the job for 24 hours next month, likely causing significant disruptions to service. And what was that thing about Woolworths, about the body cameras? What's that about? What have we got here? Woolworths are rolling out body cameras at 191 stores next week as part of a staff safety measure. New Zealand Health denies order hiring freeze. They've ordered a hiring freeze, apparently. New Zealand Health.
That's Tiwata Ora, get it right, son.
All right, sorry about that. New Zealand Health, they deny its guidance to managers to review roles and hiring freeze, saying it's still recruiting to fill shortages. Labour questioned national donors on the fast-track list. Labour is wanting and warning that allowing just three ministers the last word on fast-tracking infrastructure projects can open them up to accusations of bias, especially when political donations might muddy the waters. And system upgrades create 8-week wait for passports. New Zealanders are being warned to apply for passports at least 2 months before they need them. 2 months, gosh. And thousands, they've signed a petition against PharmAct. We heard about that with the insulin pump. They're not happy with the quality. We'll be back in a moment with One News and see what they've got to offer. How about that?
For great-looking T-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts, the TNT shop is now open at tntradio.live.
Yeah, well, we're not quite there, but I'm just having a look at the Bushmaster, New Zealand's latest Bushmaster. That's the Defence Force. They've unveiled their new Bushmaster, the NZ5.5 armoured vehicles. They're striding towards enhancing defence capabilities. The cutting-edge vehicles are poised to revolutionise the safety and efficiency on the battlefield, align New Zealand's military technology with global standards. In 2020, the Labour government approved the purchase of a fleet of 43 Bushmaster vehicles to replace the New Zealand Army's, what's it called, the Pingorza. All are now on our shores and ready to be tested. And so they're all down at Wairuru at the moment, and that's the Bushmaster. Very interesting news. And what other news have we got here? We've got, the top story at the moment would be the Israeli military chief. He resigned over the failure to prevent the October 7th attack last year. Major General Aharon Ahava, he resigned, and it's set the stage for what's expected to be more fallout from Israel's top security brass over the Hamas attack. And a four-metre croc has been killed, euthanised, they call it, after a boy's body was found in Torres Strait. Wildlife officers began the search for the reptile after the teenager's body was found washed up on a remote North Queensland island on Thursday. A Port of Auckland crane safety rule guidance substandard, according to an expert. It comes as Anthony Gibson faces two charges of failing to use his influence as chief executive to guide the company away from health and safety problems before the death of a worker. And a cross-carrying alleged rioter helping Sydney Church probe, Australian police said that dozens have been singled out because of their violent behaviour. That was after that Syrian Orthodox priest got attacked along with his mate, what was his name, Royal. Not his mate, it would be his archbishop. No, not archbishop. What are they called?
Deacon. It's just deacon, mate. I know anything about church.
Of course I do. Sometimes you just have a brain fart.
Ooh. Can you say fart on the radio?
I don't know. I just did, didn't I?
Yeah, at least you're not saying the N-word.
Oh, I see you've got... Coop, did you have a call from the... what do they call it? The Standards Authority. Did you have a call from them? No, haven't had any complaints. A call for Commerce Commission to put Air New Zealand, or New Zealand airfares, under the microscope, I should say. From tomorrow, Air New Zealand will be increasing, or today actually, will be increasing long-term domestic airfares right across its routes. And pathetic flowers arriving at the door dead. A number of people have told Fair Go of their less than satisfactory experience after ordering flowers from Brumex. An exclusive look at New Zealand's Bushmaster, we looked at that. And Musk is urged to front Parliament over Sydney Church. What, Musk? Why would he be? Who's Musk? What, Elon? Why? They're just a platform, aren't they?
Yeah, they're just a platform. I don't know why. They're not flipping publishers. They're just a platform. It's just like, it's like saying you get the council just because of someone out on the street, you know, using their freedom of expression to talk on the street, which you're allowed to do under the Bill of Rights. It's like saying, oh, you bring the council in because someone said something that upset somebody or caused someone to... Well, if you cause someone to commit a crime, that's against the law, but you're allowed to say whatever you like out on the street, and it should be the same on social media. Yeah, what do you think that's all about? Well, I think it's about trying to shut us up. That's what I think it is, you know. But I think Musk will defend himself all right.
Yeah, well, it comes after social media giant ignored the Australian eSafety Commissioner's request to remove a video and other things, and I think he's right in doing so. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's advice for the what? Doesn't say, I'll have to click on it. His advice, Crusaders,
that's rugby, isn't it? Football. Yeah,
I think so. There we are. That's just about all we've got there. Gosh, I thought there'd be a bit more. Didn't we have anything at the Otago? We had Otago Daily Times, One News. No, it's not much happening there. What about when we come back, we'll have a look at, see what other news we've got at, say, where should we go next? News Hub. Yeah,
we'll go to News Hub.
From beanies to carry bags and from shoes to caps, browse our shop now at tntradio.live.
Well, those ads are too short. Doesn't give me time to pre-read. The whole room was in tears. Auckland scientist, she celebrates her, what they call the MND, that's Mike November Delta breakthrough. So, and if you go over to newshub.co.nz, there's a good story there about that. It's quite a long-winded story about scientists and all that and all that. I think they've got the wrong end of the stick on disease anyway, but anyway, that's what they're going to do, interfere, you know, muck around with the body some more. Multiple onlookers hit by out-of-control cars at a burnout, and Greg Murphy, that's the rally, is he the racing driver or rally driver?
He's a racing driver.
Right. Well, he is, said it's just, he's got no sympathy for them. This was in Hamilton, big burnout there in Hamilton. Constitutional clash, the government takes the Waitangi Tribunal to court over a move to subpoena minister. That was Karen Google, wasn't it?
Yeah, Karen Google. She's minister of some sort.
Parents forking out thousands of dollars to cover horrendous school balls. We covered that. We've got a grave threat. North Korea, they fire multiple ballistic missiles, according to a report. And then we've got weather. El Nino weather event declared over what forecasters predict next for New Zealand weather. Oh, yeah.
Is that weather manipulation?
Could be. I'm not sure. I don't know if I believe it or not. I've talked to some woman in Whangarei about, you know, weather manipulation. She used to get quite terse with me if I sort of asked questions. You know, say, are you sure it's that? Are you sure it's not condensation coming out of the aircraft? And I spoke to a guy called Omo, One Man's Opinion. He was on the program about a year ago, and he's crawled all over aircraft. And he said there's never been anything like that on any of the aircraft, any of the commercial flights anywhere that he's looked at. He was a pilot and also an aircraft engineer. And he said he just thinks it's the new engines they put out at about 30,000 feet as they fly away from the, you know, takeoff from airport. About 30,000 feet, they put out the stream of condensation. And it's to do with the new engines. They're quite a lot different, you know, than they were 20, 30 years ago. And also there's a lot more of them in the air. But you usually see them, you know, at around about 30,000 feet, don't see any spraying. Although I did look at a GPS thing. Someone sent up a meme when it had a GPS of an aircraft and it was just like zigzagging back and forth. And I thought, oh, is it crop dusting? She said, no, it's too big an area. So there is, and I have seen spraying actually. I was up in Whangarei one time, and there was, it looked like a military aircraft, you know, like sort of that colour, quite a big military aircraft. And it was flying low, and it was just coming up, going, it looked like it just taken off up over the, and it was going across me as I was driving along, coming in on State Highway 14 into Whangarei. And it looked like it had been spraying. There was spray coming out the wings. And I'm pretty sure that wasn't condensation, not at, and I don't think it would have been much more than 500 feet in the air. And that's pretty strange. And then you've got other reports of people and Waitakere saying there's military-style aircraft spraying. So maybe they've got a contract. Maybe the military's got a contract to keep the weeds down or something. or poison us. I don't know. What else have we got? Junior doctors. It's madness. Junior hospital doctors, they plan a strike in May. They've been offered a 25% pay increase, and they're still not happy with the junior doctors. I can't believe it. But they say, the secretary, Deborah Powell, she said most of the 2,500 doctors were offered a significant pay increase of up to 25%, but they were striking for about 300 of their colleagues who were instead in line for only a 12% pay cut. Oh, I see. A 12% pay cut. Ah, okay, so that'll be why. So there we are. So there won't be so many deaths with all the no doctors being around for 24 hours. You know, they won't be poisoning you with their pharmaceutical drugs and bad practices. So, yeah, if you want to stay fit and healthy, stay away from your doctor. If you don't want to die, stay away from your doctor and don't let him give you anything. That's my opinion. You can take it or leave it. Oh, gosh, you haven't told the time all morning, have we, Digger?
No, what is it? 24 minutes past, I think. 23, roughly. Yeah, I feel a bit fagged out this morning. It's too hot in here, eh? What's the temperature? Oh, shoot, I mean, it's 20 degrees, but it feels like about 30 degrees in here. I put the fire on this morning, boil up a billy. But I kind of wish I hadn't now. I kind of like being cold, don't you?
Yeah, it just feels pretty warm in here. I can't wear my hoodie this morning. Oh, gosh, we're doing a terrible hash of this program, aren't we?
Ah, don't worry about it, mate. Nobody cares. No one cares.
There's two answers to when are we going to get justice. The first answer is, I think, non-compliance, because ultimately there will be cases where people are actually held to some sort of judicial review. We, by the way, saw this already in several states where doctors who lost their licenses because they advocated for certain treatments are now having the medical boards having to eat crow, and they're now getting their licenses reinstated. And those doctors, I applaud because they stayed true to themselves and they said, I'm not going to fall for it, and they suffered, and they are now getting certain restitution. The cool thing is, those cases are an indicative element of where the future might go, because at some point in time, there will be a discovery in which somebody is accused of a thing, making a false statement, criticizing a certain organization, and there will be a libel charge, or there will be something, and inside of it, there's going to be discovery. And most people don't understand how the law works, but what we need a couple cases that actually are going to feel very uncomfortable in the moment. But when an allegation is made that you said something that was false, guess what? They have to prove it was true. You don't. And it would be really, really fun right now to actually have a few of those cases where you get to depose Anthony Fauci. You get to get access to unredacted emails. You get access to what civil procedure gives you. And before long, what you get is the evidence of the crime.
25 minutes past five. You're with the world at five with Grant Edwards and Digger Davidson.
Good morning.
Right, we're over at apnews.com. A review of United Nations agency helping Palestinian refugees found Israel did not express concerns about staff.
Oh, they're biased, aren't they? They hate the Jews. They're anti-Semitic. They're a bunch of Jew-hating nutters.
Well, an independent review of the neutrality of the United Nations Agency, they call it neutrality of United Nations Agency, helping Palestinians refugees, has found that Israel never expressed concerns about anyone on the staff list it has received annually since 2011. I think that's rubbish, don't you, Dick?
I do. We've got that Richard Kemp, Colonel Richard Kemp, he says they care more about civilian rights than anyone else, any other army in the history of warfare, according to him.
That's right, they do. Israeli military intelligence officer, they resign, that's right, after the attacks. There's going to be more top brass, they're all upset. US is expected to block aid to Israeli military unit. Some voters in northeast India, they go back to the polls after violent disrupts first day of election. Voters at some polling places in northeastern Indian state went back to the polls amid tight security on Monday after violence disrupted the vote. I just repeated the headline. Poland's Prime Minister celebrates after his party wins a string of cities in mayoral votes. Here we are. Well, let's go down to the regions. So in Europe, Ukrainian and Western leaders, they laud the US aid package, while Kremlin warns of further ruin. Russia convicts the spokesperson for Facebook owner Meta in a swift trial of absentia.
Wow, what's that mean? I don't know. I remember years ago my speech teacher, he said, you should never read out words you don't know the meanings of. He's right. Absentia. We're really going to look that one up, eh? Does anybody know out there in Facebook, out there in Radio Land?
Well, they probably do. Armenia, they've asked the UN court to throw out Azerbaijan's claim alleging racial discrimination. And the UK Prime Minister urges upper chamber to cave in on efforts to block Rwanda deportation law. Looking at Asian law, how to search for the origins of COVID-19 turned politically poisonous.
Well, it's all invented, isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon it's invented.
I don't think there's even a real virus. I think it's the virus is PCR, the PCR test.
Yeah, that's right. It's very interesting, isn't it, about Kerry Mullis?
Oh, yes. I think they might have topped him. I think they might have topped him just before the pandemic came out.
Yeah, I think you could be right. I think they would, because he hated Fauci, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
28 minutes past five, and we're looking at Asian news still. North Korea, they fire suspected short-range missiles into the sea in its latest weapons test. Chinese general takes a harsh line on Taiwan and other disputes at an international naval gathering. And a ban on single-use plastics takes effect in Hong Kong in a bid to reduce pollution. And yet the supermarkets will be full of plastic wrapped things and things sitting in plastic. That is news from Asia. Moving to Latin America, Mexico's likely next president would be its first leader with a Jewish background.
Oh, nasty, we can't have Jews, can we?
Oh, no. No, they've tried to take over the world, apparently, of all these funny people on Facebook. Haiti's capital is under siege. This is how people are trying to stay alive. Oh, they're under siege. How are they staying alive, I wonder? You'd have a look. Oh, no, there's some big, big sort of South American words in there that I don't want to pronounce. We'll leave that story. Conservative Brazilians, they laud Elon Musk at a rally in support of the ex-president Bolsonaro. Yeah, that's good, isn't it? And an unprecedented wave of narcotics violence, I suppose, is stunning in Argentina City. It's stunning the Argentinian city. Wonder what that one's about. Rosario, Argentina. The order to kill came from inside a federal prison near Argentina's capital. Unwitting authorities patched a call from drug traffickers tied to one of the country's most notorious gangs to collaborators on outside, hiring a 15-year-old hitman. They sealed the fate of a young father they didn't even know. At a service station on March 9th in Rosario, the picturesque hometown of the soccer star, Lionel Messi, 25-year-old employee Bruno Bušandić, was whistling to himself and checking the day's earnings just before he was shot three times, less than a foot away. Surveillance footage showed the assailant fled without taking a peso. It was the fourth gang-related fatal shooting in Rosario in almost as many days. Authorities called it an unprecedented rampage in Argentina, which had never witnessed the extremes of the drug cartel violence inflicting some other Latin American countries. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Makes you wonder whether it's because they've got the new Prime Minister there, Javier Milei. Makes you wonder whether they're just trying to upset him, upset, you know, the public. And they're, makes you wonder if they're not put up to it, eh? Yeah, could be. Yeah. So that's that story. And what else have we got happening over there? The latest, two suspects arrested in Jerusalem car attack. Israeli leaders, they criticise expected US sanctions against military unit that could further strain ties. And Kurdish separatists and, what's this? Separatists and water issues loom large in long-awaited visit of Turkey's Erdogan to you. Is it Erdogan? I can never pronounce his name. Erdogan. If I was going to have a crack at it, that's to Iraq. Iranian Pakistani leaders now boost the trade at a meeting seeking to mend diplomatic rift. Over to Africa, and Tunisian Jews, they scale back annual pilgrimage to the ancient synagogue because of security concerns. South Africa's ANC, that's the African National Congress, they loses another court case against rival party led by former President Zuma. Flooding wreaks havoc across East Africa. Burundi is expected hardest hit. And the US military will begin plans to withdraw troops from Niger. Labourers and street vendors in Maul find no respite as deadly heat wave surges through Western Africa. In the United States, the news there, children of Flint water crisis. What's that? Children of Flint water crisis make change as young environmental and health activists. Environmental and health activists. Trump is tried to corrupt the 2016 election, apparently, according to a prosecutor. With this hush money trial, the hush money trial's got underway. Supreme Court will decide whether Trump is immune from federal prosecution. And local election workers fear threats to their safety as November nears. That's the election. And a judge denies new sentencing hearing for two brothers awaiting execution for a Wichita massacre. Those are all the news. Oh, there was a driver that was arrested for a drunk driving after ploughing through a classroom wall in Liverpool.
Is that in England?
Yeah, I think so. A driver who ploughed through the wall of a Liverpool classroom shortly before the start of school has been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs. Nearly 100 Belarus political prisoners have severe medical problems, according to a right group. That's a political right. Human rights, not political right. Human rights group says that nearly 100 political prisoners in Belarus who were incarcerated in a severe crackdown on dissent are offering severe medical problems. And did I say offering?
You did. It's suffering.
Oh, yeah. That could be close to death, these poor people. And EU, they ratchet up the pressure on TikTok's new rewards app over risks to kids, warns of suspension. European Union is demanding TikTok provide more information about a new app that pays users to watch videos and warned that it could order the video sharing platform to suspend addictive features that pose risk to kids.
Hey, talking about, you know, influence and stuff like that, have you noticed that they're in New Zealand here, they're pushing the COVID vaccine? The flu vaccine. They're pushing it. Really, really coercive ads. Very coercive ads. You know, touch wood if you don't get, you know, there's a touch wood one. You know, make sure you get your flu jab. And one guy says, oh, I'll be right. Touch wood. You know? Yeah, I do know. Yeah, so It's very, you know, I didn't think they're allowed to persuade you. I think they should take away all pharmaceutical advertising on the telly, on Facebook and TikTok and all the others. They shouldn't be allowed to advertise in New Zealand. It should only be through the doctors.
Well, that's how it used to be. They weren't allowed, the drug companies weren't allowed to go straight to the public and advertise on telly. That's only a new thing. Probably the last 20 years, but they were two things they weren't allowed to do. They weren't allowed to direct their advertising towards children, and they weren't allowed to advertise, well, anyone wasn't allowed to direct their advertising towards kids and influence children, and which they do, don't they? Flout that law. And also, the drug companies weren't allowed to advertise at all. Not at all. And that's all changed now. So you've got drug companies putting these very, and they've got a lot of money, so they put these very persuasive ads on, and that puts pressure on the doctors to prescribe as well. But they should definitely not be advertising directly to the public, drug companies. I think they should ban drug companies. I think the drugs, the Bible calls pharmakia. It translates, the Greek word for pharmacist is pharmakia, and that translates in the King James Bible as sorcery. And the older I get, Digger, the more I think that it is sorcery. And the last 3 years have been, well, of the pandemic, have been, really, you've sort of seen hell with the lid off, haven't you? You've seen all these people that are walking around like normal people, and really, they're not normal. They're sort of taking their mask off, and they're like flipping monsters. You know, you just see, you really know who your friends are, don't you, when you have something like that happen. You know who you can trust and who you can't. You know, people wanting to force you to put a mask on, people wanting to force you to get vaccinated, they were forcing you because they were saying, well, you can't come in unless you've got your certificate. you mean you want me to take this experimental gene therapy just so I can go in and shop in your store? And that was Steel and Tube, actually. That was one of their rules. You couldn't go on the premises unless you had a vaccination passport or a certificate or whatever you call it. So we don't deal with them anymore, do we?
No, we deal with Vulcan.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, we're a bit, we didn't get much sleep last night, did we?
No, we're up like, playing cards.
Yeah.
Playing Snap, weren't we?
Yeah. We should really try and make an effort. It's 25 minutes away from 6.
Grant Edwards, 88.1 FM, The Wireless.
That makes me sound really energetic, but I don't feel very energetic today. I think it's the fire, mate. I don't think we should have the fire on in the morning. Well, if you're going to put it on, just put it on very light, but it's really like it's about 30 degrees in here.
I have an electric car.
I know you do. It won't get up Hampstead Hill.
But it's the way forward. In a few years' time, I expect that we will see you driving a rechargeable electric vehicle.
You won't.
Why not?
Not environmental.
Is it not environmental?
Well, you come home, you have to plug that stupid little hairdryer you go around in, yeah? You have to plug that into the wall. Mm. Where's it getting the power from to charge it up?
From
a power station, yes. Which runs on
solar. Solar power.
What solar-powered power station?
From the sun. We know you like cars, we know you like performance motors. Obviously, you get them all over the world, but over there, they seem to embrace them. We are now, I think all of us, getting concerned, finally, about the environment.
Really?
Yes.
Now, you don't believe that.
I do so believe it.
No, because you said, only just in makeup, I'm going to ban my children from having children and then I won't have to worry about my children's children.
Yes. Only because I don't think everyone else is taking the environmental threat as seriously as I am.
No, I've looked at all the evidence on the environment. There's a lot of reports and I've read them all and I've just decided I don't give a shit.
But Jeremy, how can you be so callous?
No, but they say in 25 years' time, if we carry on doing whatever it is we do now and the sky will go wrong and the temperature will go up 6 degrees.
Hold on, it's slightly more complicated than the sky going wrong.
The sky will go wrong and the temperature will go up 6 degrees, which will give us exactly the same climate as the south of France. Ooh, I'm so scared. And they go, and Holland will drown.
Jeremy Clarkson. Jeremy Clarkson. You don't like the Dutch?
I like the Dutch very much. They're more than welcome to come and live in my house. But why do I care? Or the Maldives? Have you been to the Maldives?
No.
What a shithole.
Is there anywhere you like going to?
France, Holland, and my house.
Okay. Those three great countries.
It'd be sad if Holland drowns, but if they think I'm not going to drive a fast car just to save the Dutch, no. Where were the Dutch? They came up the Medway, they killed our Navy.
Jerry, have you considered...
We lost Suriname to them.
Have you considered a performance electric vehicle?
There's no such thing.
I like Top Gear, even though I'm not a big car fan. I don't really see the allure of vehicles. I quite like them, and they're quite nice, but they're not a big deal for me. But really, that show is just a huge show now, and it's almost exclusively down to you, it has to be said.
No, it really isn't. But I tell you what, the really good thing about Hammond's accident, not from his point of view, obviously, is that the treadmill stopped.
What's...
If you ever... You don't realise that you're on a treadmill. You do the same thing all the time. You come here. Now, I've been on a treadmill, and then suddenly his car went upside down. Top Gear was postponed, and it's like, OK, I've got
you
4 months
You were forced to
off.
Re-evaluate your life?
No. But suddenly for 4 months, it was like, oh, my God, I went to the gym. So I've started to learn the drums.
Oh, how hideously embarrassing.
That's an old one, Digger. Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. I found it. I think I like it. He's funny, isn't he? I like him. I miss Top Gear, don't you?
I do. Yeah, it was a good one. 18 minutes away from 6. We've got weather next. Bit of comedy as well. And we'll also be hearing from Richard Vobes. Richard Vobes. He's got a nice short little clip there. We'll have a listen to that. So weather is next.
88.1 FM, the wireless weather.
Right, well, we'll look at the short forecast for all New Zealand, valid until midnight tomorrow night for the Northland area in Auckland. Mainly fine weather today, but areas of morning cloud and a possible shower in the east. For Waikato to Taranaki and Taupo, including Coromandel, the Bay of Plenty, fine weather for you. Gisborne and Hawke's Bay, fine weather apart from the odd morning shower about Mahia Peninsula. Whanganui to Taihape, also Wellington and Wairarapa, and we'll throw Marlborough and the South Island in there as well. Mainly fine weather right across the Cook Strait. It's going to be a lovely day on the Cook Strait. Hope you have a nice sailings, and we'll have some nice sailings. But some cloudy periods, though, in the west, in those areas, Nelson, Buller, Canterbury and Otago, fine weather for you today. Westland and Fiordland, fine at first, but cloud increasing with showers developing south of the glaciers this afternoon and elsewhere this evening. In Southland, cloudy periods, a few showers, just a few showers about the coast of Stewart Island. And the Chatham Islands, you've got showers easing this afternoon. Temperatures at the moment, Auckland has 13.7 degrees. Twizel, it's a bit nippy down there, -2.5. Mahia is the windiest, 26 kilometres, and Chatham Islands has 0.4 millimetres of rain. Temperatures right across the country look to be quite cool up on the east coast this morning of the North Island and the South Island, Stewart's Island.
We knew Stewart Island, didn't we?
Yeah, we went. Yeah, we went to school with Stewart Island. 11 degrees there. Chatham's got 9, Invercargill 7, and Dunedin's also 7. 0 degrees in Timaru and Queenstown. French Joseph's on 6, Westport's 9. Christchurch 3, Blenheim 4. It's really chilling off, isn't it? Yeah, and Nelson's 9. Wellington's on 9 as well. And very cold in Masterton, 2 degrees this morning. Palmerston North 9 degrees, Napier 7, New Plymouth has 11, Taupo 5 degrees, Rotorua a wee bit warmer there, 9 degrees this morning, Gisborne 7, Tauranga 11, Hamilton 9, Auckland's on 12 along with Whangarei and Kaitaia 15 degrees, but North Shore Auckland with all that concrete, tar seal everywhere, it's pretty warm at the moment, it retains the heat I suppose that's what it is. In your short program today, just for 1 hour, because we've got a bit of work to do. Now, let's have a look at the coastal situation. We've got a ridge of high pressure. It builds over most of New Zealand today. And then it moves north on Wednesday as northwesterly strengthen over the South Island ahead of an approaching front. The front moves north, reaching central New Zealand by the end of Thursday, followed by a front, west to southwesterly flow, while the trough effects that will a trough affects the north upper North Island, and the front crosses the North Island on Friday, and southwesterly flow begins to ease. In the Bay of Islands, you've got 15 knots today with a southwester. It's going to be turned southerly with 10 knots in the morning. And in Hawke's Bay, what have you got there? In Hawke's Bay, you've got a southwest 20 knots, easing to 15 knots this morning, and then it's going to be variable 5 knots in the afternoon. There we are, and you've got a bit of a swell going there, 1.5 metres, but 2.5 metres in the east. And in Wellington today, southerlies 10 knots, easing to variable 5 knots, so that's what I say. It's going to be a lovely straight crossing today across the Cook Strait, 5 knots late morning. Northerlies 10 knots developing in the afternoon, bit of a sea breeze, and then it's going to rise to 15 knots. That's the sea breeze after that's about the south coast this evening. and you've got 1.5 metres to throw. Oh, I don't know, it might be a bit lumpy, actually. It could be a bit lumpy. 3 metres for a time. Castle Point and a southerly swell of 2 metres there at Castle Point. Oh, yeah, it might not be so good. It could be not too much wind, but a bit sloppy going across the Cook Strait. Oh, that's no good. Yeah, we've got Richard Vibes coming up shortly, but how about a bit of comedy? If this is a dry bar, there's no booze in it, 14 minutes away from 6.
See, I was raised different. I'm sure some of you were. When I was growing up, we didn't have playground equipment at the school made out of smooth, soft plastic. We'd chop foam and wood chips underneath it, surrounded by playground supervisors to encourage you to cooperate and participate in a positive manner so we could put gold stickers up on a calendar to improve your self-esteem and enhance your ego. What a crock of crap that was, huh? You know what we had, huh? Metal pipes on an asphalt parking lot. Metal pipes painted with a lead-based paint. Remember that? And there was so much lead in it, you could peel it off with your fingernail and roll it into a ball and put it in your mouth. And spit it at other kids like a bullet. Until your hair started falling out and your vision went bad. But other than that, it was a good time. Climb to the top of those metal poles 15, 16 feet in the air. And we'd hang on rusty rings and chains. And then we'd see another kid hanging from a rusty ring. And we'd swing back and we'd kick him. And we'd start swinging back and forth, and we'd be kicking at each other till we met in the middle, wrapped our legs around, and started hitting each other's hands with that ring. We looked like a bunch of howler monkeys on crack fighting up there. Kids would fall. Kids fell. I fell. Hit the pavement. Broke my leg. Bone came ripping right out of my jeans, sticking right out like this. Yeah. No big deal, because my mother ran to my side like any good mother would. Ran right up to me, came up to me and said, "Well, stupid, now next time you'll know, stupid should hurt. Now walk it off. And don't scrape the floor with that bone. Push it back in place." Because she loved me. Kids nowadays probably had, I bet you had a playground set in your own backyard, didn't you? No, you didn't? Sue your parents. Kids sue their parents nowadays. That would have been good. If I tried that, there'd be, "Whatever happened to Roger?" "Don't know." "Roger who? Never saw him." Plastic guards on the chain so you don't pinch your little fingers. As you're swinging back and forth between the adults who keep you from going too high because you might fall, but there's a safety belt also going around the front, and you wear a bike helmet at all times for all outdoor activities. We didn't have that, did we? No. You know what we had? Old 2x12 of weathered wood. Remember that? Hooked up to logging chains. Yeah, logging chains that pinched your finger in between each link. Remember, you get that blood vessel breaking open there. Maybe you'd get pinched in there real tight. You didn't realize it till you went to jump off the swing set. You went one way, your hand went the other, peeling skin right off of it. Yeah, good times, am I right? There was always that one kid at every single recess who thought he could swing all the way around. That he could defy the laws of physics and get enough speed going so he would start to get going up and eventually come all the way around. And we'd watch him. And we'd be out there gathered going, "Here comes the good part." Because he'd get to that point where he'd get so much momentum and he'd be up above the swing set. Remember that? And he'd freak out. Said you get slack in the chain.
And now it was showtime. Because he'd lose his grip. And he'd fall. And he hit the pavement like a sack of potatoes. Just quack. And then he'd stagger to his feet, dazed and confused, just in time for the swing to come back around again. Hey, he didn't have offspring. We thinned out the herd, didn't we? I see parents now, they have to have plastic slides for their kids. I bet you some of you had it. Did you have a plastic slide in your backyard? Did you? Of course you did. Plastic. With an incline about like this. Oh, don't worry. There's a protective dome going over the entire length of it. And there's a parent waiting at the bottom as they come down like they're coming out of the birth canal again. To offer you words of encouragement and positive reinforcement. For using gravity. We didn't have that when I was a kid. No, we didn't have that. We had metal. Metal slides. Remember those? With a ladder that went straight up. Remember that? A metal ladder. In fact, it seemed to actually kind of... Remember that? And you always wanted to be the first one up, so you'd run up those metal steps. Those nice, well-polished, slippery metal steps. And your feet would slip out from underneath you. But we didn't fall. Didn't fall. No. We were slowed down by our shin catching. And getting a nice curly cue of flesh all the way from ankle up to knee. Remember that? Which slowed us down enough so our chin could ratchet us down the rest of the way. While another kid behind us was going, get your butt up there. Shoving you right into the rear end of a kid ahead of you. Who had just gotten done eating egg salad sandwiches for lunch. I swear. Let that one percolate for a while. And when we got up there, oh, we all thought we were going to go down like a rocket, didn't we? Never happened. Because you could take a metal slide and set it outdoors on a day like today, right? Or the coldest day in February, and they would be the exact same temperature. Hot. Real hot. Remember, you'd get up there and you'd slap your butt on it. Your butt would sear to it like a burger on a hot, ungreased grill. Just, and there you stuck. You couldn't move. And the kids are yelling, get moving. You know what I mean? Finally, you grab the rails and your jeans riding up your crotch. Because we didn't have jeans like you have, sunshine. We did jeans that are already broken in for you. Jeans with great big holes and ripped and torn and faded to make it look like you're working. In your own jeans anymore. You gotta have a kid working in an Asian sweatshop for 8 cents a week, rubbing rock on a piece of denim, going, lazy American kids. But it's not your fault, young people. It's not. We let you live. Because things were different when I was a kid. I'm not saying better, they were different. Really, it's true. Every day we face possible death or injury because that's what our parents wanted, to keep us on our toes. Everything was designed to hurt or kill us. on a farm. I grew up around heavy equipment, buzzing and whirring, huge cattle, angry bulls, mad, mad boars and sows on our farm. There was every day you would just come home and go, hunks of flesh ripped out of you. We'd have pieces of equipment running and just roaring away, and all of a sudden you'd hear, and you never saw that brother again.
You're listening to The Wireless, a bit of comedy there from the Dry Bar Comedy, 4 minutes away from six, and we've got Richard Vobes coming up next. But before he does, we better give you some news, I suppose. A man feels fobbed off by an insurer after the neighbour's builder damages his garage. When digging next door, it undermined the foundations of Lindsay's garage, and he found that the builder's insurer, which is QBE Insurance, offered significantly less than the quoted repair costs, so he's a bit annoyed. Three strikes makes its return, the controversial law explained over at onenews.co.nz. The government is reviving the three strikes legislation Labor scrapped 2 years ago. One News breaks down what the law means and why some aren't happy to see it back again. Supermarkets, their facial recognition failure. They've got a story over there how you can avoid this happening again. The analysis, the incident of a woman misidentified by facial recognition technology at Rotorua Supermarket, which has come as no surprise to, which writes Mark Rickaby. Israeli military chief resigns over failure to prevent the October 7th attack. General Major General Haron Halvia. He has resigned. He sets the stage for what's expected to be more fallout from Israel's top brass over the Hamas attacks. 4 metre croc's been euthanized after a boy's body was found washed up on a beach on Queensland, North Queensland. He was found in the Torres Strait. The Port of Auckland's crane safety rule guidance substandard, according to an expert. This comes as Anthony Gibson faces two charges for failing to use his influence as chief executive to guide the company. And a cross-carrying alleged rioter helping police church probe, Australian police said that dozens have been singled out because of their violent behaviour. That was following the stabbing incident in the church last weekend. And a call for, a call for the Commerce Commission to put New Zealand airfares under the microscope. From today, Air New Zealand will be increasing long-term domestic flights across the routes. And Fair Go, dead, pathetic flowers arrive at door. A number of people have told Fair Go of less than satisfactory experience after ordering online flowers from Bloomex. An exclusive look at the New Zealand new Bushmaster armoured vehicles. The cutting-edge vehicles are poised to revolutionise safety and efficiency on the battlefield, aligning New Zealand military with other world armies. And Musk urged to front Parliament over Sydney church stabbing video. It comes as a social media giant ignored the Australian eSafety Commissioner's request to remove the video and other material. Gone berserk, vandals plague public toilets in Southland. Cages will be specially bolted in, being made for the hand dryer at Lumsden's toilets, of all places. Lumsden, a lovely little town. After they had been replaced three times. And Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's advice for the Crusaders, the Prime Minister appeared to provide a tongue-in-cheek reference to his own success strategy. An impaired driver in an SUV has killed a granny in Sydney in a house crash. Robin Oxley was asleep when a Jeep Grand Cherokee driven by Batal Silibi El Dirani barreled through, this is a Muslim woman, barreled... Got to add that. Well, you're a racist. No, I'm not. It's not a race, being a Muslim. Barreled right through the house and killed her. Terrible. And then they've got five big things that happened yesterday. Passport wait times, big blowout there. Facial recognition technology, wrongly identified woman as a thief. And we've got some other stuff there, but they've got dot after it, so I can't really give you the whole story. The Gold Coast man allegedly assaults and exposes himself. Did he expose himself? It says two. Probably didn't. Yes, he did. The man has been accused of assaulting two paramedics and exposing himself before kicking a police officer on the Gold Coast. Police said the man was acting erratic and aggressive, probably under drugs. under the influence when an ambulance crew were called to the Molindana address on Sunday afternoon. The man was accused of pushing a male paramedic and then grabbing a female ambulance officer in an inappropriate manner before exposing himself. Yeah, 38-year-old man has been charged with three counts of serious assault to a public officer performing his functions. He's also been charged with sexual assault and indecent act on in a public place and serious assault of police officer by spitting. He's a spitter as well. I don't like the spitters. No, me neither. Medical studies on hold as Maya Joseph earns Black Ferns contract. Maya Joseph, she's the daughter of rugby legend Jamie, has earned Black Ferns contract for the first time. And political posturing, opposition hits out over three strikes revival. The Labour Justice spokesman, Duncan Webb, says the government is trying to look tough. And what does the weather look like for Anzac Day services? Well, I think it's going to be wet and windy. According to Met Service, the final week of the school holidays is expected to start with plenty of dry and fine weather across the country, but some parts will see wind and rain in the coming days. A cool southwest flow covers the country today, spreading showers over Auckland, but there's still plenty of sunshine to be had elsewhere. Yesterday afternoon, they had a burst of strong southerly wind and showers. That's going to spread northwards over Marlborough, Wellington and the eastern North Island. And overnight, of course, we had winds, windy and showers, parts of Gisborne area, and the temperatures dropped, which they certainly have. Overnight temperatures were, what were they? I'll tell you what they were. They were, right now, in Gisborne it's only 7 degrees, Taupo's only 5, Napier's 7, and Masterton 2 degrees, Wellington 9. So it is quite cool, even Tauranga is not that high for, 11 degrees, it's quite cool. Hamilton's 9, Rotorua 9. That's the temperatures there. Getting back to the One News, and you've got clear skies are expected to dominate through to Tuesday and Wednesday, but strengthening northwesterly flow will drive cloud and showers over the South Island west coast. On Wednesday night, showers will likely turn to heavy rain over Fiordland as a front approaches from the west, and this front will spread up the west coast on Anzac Day. There we are. So that's what it's going to be like then. Okay, it's just gone 6, so we've got Richard Vobes coming up in just a moment.
What is the first thing that communists do?
We get asked that a lot, and contrary to popular belief, it's not seizing the guns, but indoctrinating the children.
We found a fascinating article called Communism in the Family, written in 1920 by Alexandra Kollontai, one of the leading voices in communist ideology. She was a Bolshevik. She actually left her husband and her children to devote herself to indoctrinating women and children. She was appointed by Vladimir Lenin as the commissioner of social welfare. They legalized things like abortion, divorce, birth control, granted women's voting rights, also decriminalized prostitution. She wrote this idea of bringing women into the working class and taking them out of the home, making them believe that they have no right to educate their own children. She wrote, "The old family, narrow and petty, where the parents quarrel and are only interested in their own offspring, is not capable of educating the new person. It is the task of the new school to train up the younger generation whose whole ideology shall be deeply rooted in the new communist system."
Their ideology must be put into every single subject.
Because it won't get into the minds of the younger generations if it's not all-encompassing. Parents would homeschool their kids, and they believed that those rights literally don't exist.
That totally coincides with the more recent things that we've been hearing from leftist politicians.
I'd like to say, first of all, there's no such thing as parental rights.
But it's true. They're all our children. They're not somebody else's children. They're like yours when they're in the classroom.
The belief in zero private property literally comes down to our children.
You're listening to Grant Edwards, 88.1 FM, The Wireless, the world at 5.
I don't want to start a rumour, and I have no evidence for this, except that people have sent me, a few of my viewers. One of the great things I should say about running a channel like this, that you get fed in information all the time, and sometimes it's not always possible to know whether it's accurate or true. But it has come to my attention, and a number of people have said, that the man who said that we would be happy and own nothing may well be not in this world. And I'm talking about Klaus Schwab. Here he is. The rumour is that he was hospitalised, although people are now saying that actually, that's not true. The WEF's chairman is still alive and well, despite the claims online. But is he? There is a growing rumour that this man, this monster who has been in charge of the WEF for some time, has either gone to some form of prison, has been court-martialed, or has been taken out, let's say. But it may all be just hopium. It may be optimism. The claim here, according to this fact checker, and let's deal with that first, says that the World Economic Forum executive chairman Klaus Schwab was recently admitted to hospital in a serious condition and might have died. The assessment, AP's assessment, says it's false. Posts making these allegations began spreading wildly after a website says it published an opinion piece. What is this? Satire and comic opinion pieces and editorials. But it then goes on, social media users are spreading baseless rumours about Schwab's health. And it's not the only one. There are several of these reports you can look at. Snopes, which of Do We Believe It or Don't We, WEF Chairman Klaus Schwab isn't hospitalised, they say. In April 2024, several users on X, formerly Twitter, known for posting unverified rumours, claimed that the World Economic Forum founder had been hospitalised. And a spokesman told Snopes it was entirely baseless, and so on and so forth. Now, the question is, whether that's true or not, it does seem that there is a lot of these so-called world leaders or these influencers who are disappearing at this state. Where's Kate, for example? We've seen some very dubious footage of Kate claiming that she is still around. The King, King Charles, seems to have vanished. Rumour has it, and I can't vouch whether this is true or not, but they've all got somewhat frightened and they're all disappearing quick. We've seen the MPs stepping down. Suddenly they are no longer interested in returning for the next parliament. And I wonder why that is. Is it that you can't hide the bodies? Has it been too much for them? Is the truth breaking out? Is the dam collapsing? Whether or not these things are true, there is usually no smoke without fire. And whether Klaus Schwab has been taken away, is ill or is in prison, whatever the rumours are, and we can hope, I suppose, that these rumours have some basis to them, the people that have made our lives misery, miserable, may well be on the way out. Now, as I say, I can't say whether any of this is true or not. And I would be very interested in any other reports that perhaps my viewers have got. You lot are the best investigators in the world. And it's YouTube creators like myself and many of the others rely on you to come back with your own research. And this is the great thing about the internet. We can't necessarily say something is 100% true or not, but then you certainly can't get that from the mainstream media or the so-called fact checkers who are supposedly checking the facts. After all, some of the facts that they said was not true a few years ago when a certain medical intervention was being given to people turns out not to be quite as honest as they made out. So you can't really now guarantee that the fact checkers have got the facts correct. There does seem to be room for manoeuvre. So the question in this very little piece that I'm putting out today is, does anybody know any more? Have you got any insider information? Perhaps there are whistleblowers out there who would like to tell me and the audience what is really going on. I think that 2024, as we are seeing, is a year, and possibly next year as well, as the great revealing. Things are very disruptive, perhaps for us on the, let's say, the side of the light, but also on the dark side, it would seem, as the spiritual war is being fought, perhaps beyond all of us. But if we keep our minds optimistic for a good and wholesome life, perhaps more good news will come out and be proved to be true. Let's hope so anyway, for we've been under the oppression, under the thumb, under these people like the WEF who've been trying to take away our sovereignty. And we don't want any of it. Thank you very much.